This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Farai Chidea. Was it a question of nautical harassment? The Defense Department says that Chinese ships confronted a U.S. ship mapping the ocean floor. For its part, the Chinese government is accusing the U.S. Navy of breaking international and Chinese law. Quentin Somerville's with us. He is a BBC correspondent in Beijing. So, Quentin, can you explain exactly what happened?
Well, there was a U.S. surveillance vessel in the waters about 75 nautical miles south of the Chinese tropical island of Hainan. That's according to the Pentagon. And at some point, while it was surveying using sonar equipment, it was approached and then harassed by at least five Chinese vessels. One of them was a People's Liberation Army naval vessel. Then a couple were with various other government agencies, and then two were some shipping trawlers. And they started harassing the U.S. vessel. They moved close to it. At one point, within 25 feet, they forced the U.S. Navy vessel to a dead stop. And then they started attacking its sonar equipment with long poles. Then things take a bit of a curious turn, because the Impeccable, the U.S. vessel, was unarmed. They then turned their water cannon on the Chinese crew of one of the vessels, who stripped to their underwear and kept approaching, or at least their ship kept approaching. Now, there have been a number of these encounters in the South China Sea. They're increasing in regularity, and it just gives a flavour of some of the military tension in this part of the waters just off China.
Now, when you think about a case like this, what do we know about international law? Did the U.S. Navy ship break international law?
Well, I'm not an international maritime lawyer, and the law on these matters is always a little bit vague. China says it has an exclusive economic zone which runs 200 miles off its coast. Now, that's allowed under UN maritime law. But where it gets difficult is when other nations encroach on that area. And this area, this whole South China Sea, is riddled with disputes. Malaysia has claims on certain islands. The Philippines has disputes with the Chinese over certain islands. Japan has disputes. So the sovereignty of these waters isn't clear. But perhaps what is clear is that these vessels didn't behave in what you consider a responsible manner. Not all of them were Chinese naval vessels. They brought in some Chinese-flagged trawlers as well.
Right.
And there's a wider point, really, here, in that relations between China and the U.S. are pretty good right now. Hillary Clinton, when she was here in Beijing, gave China quite an easy ride of things. But as China increases its military spending, it inevitably will begin to attack the hegemony of the United States in this region, particularly its naval power. So China's spending a fortune there. There's a secret naval base being built on the island of Hainan. So all of that creates a bit of tension.
Right, not much of a secret. Quentin, I don't want to go beyond your expertise, but does stripping to your underwear on deck constitute an escalation in maritime tradition? Maybe a technical question there.
Well, I was at a Chinese foreign ministry briefing today, and I did want to ask them whether that was standard operating procedure for the People's Liberation Army Navy, but I held back on that. And you're absolutely right. That naval base isn't much of a secret, except if you're in China, because the Chinese government haven't admitted it, and Chinese people don't know it's being built. Independent experts tell us it's happening.
Well, thanks, Quentin. I'm just thinking maybe they're trying out to be underwear models. That was Quentin Somerville, BBC correspondent in Beijing.
Fashion or international incident?
Mm.